Good afternoon, friends. I'm just sitting in the car here. I'm about to do a wee call, but I'm a few minutes early, so I thought I would record a wee message just to encourage some of you that are maybe struggling at this time. I don't really watch the news all that much. I don't really get much of a chance to do that, but I do scroll down through the news headlines on the phone. And just this morning, I was looking at some of the main headlines in the BBC, and one of the main ones was regarding a new wave of this virus that's going about. And the title of the headline was something along these lines: how worried should we be? And I just thought about that. That's the media, and that's the way the world looks at things. How worried should we be? Now, sometimes we find it difficult not to worry. And I confess that as well. There are times whenever I'm a little bit anxious about things that are going on in the world around us. But the thought behind that news headline was that it's almost seemingly proactive if you're worried and you're full of fear. And this is something that we can all get together and do, and we ought to be worried and we should be worried, and it's something that we need to engage in. And that's the world's philosophy. The reality is there's very little we can do about certain things that are going on in the world around us. And yet the world asks us that question and gives us that advice: let's be worried, and how worried should we be? But the Christian, the child of God, ought to have a different outlook on things. The child of God should understand that our God is sovereign and our God works in providence. He's almighty, he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he has a plan and he has a purpose in all things and at all times. And I love the words of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, where the Apostle Paul speaks with such authority and such conviction when he said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." And we also read in the book of Psalms, the psalmist David said, "I have been young and now I am old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." And so if the Lord was to forsake you as a Christian and leave you to be in a state of want, you would be the first individual that the Lord has ever done that to, because the Lord promises he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And looking back at the end of life, he could say, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread." So while the world might ask that question, how worried should we be? The Christian should be able to answer that question with these words: we shouldn't be worried at all. Maybe naturally speaking, there's things that might worry us, but we ought not to worry. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 6 spoke a lot about worry, about anxiety. He said, "Take no thought for your life." And the idea is there, no anxious thought, no care or no worry. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on, how you'll feed yourselves and how you'll feed your family. Take no thought for your stature. Take no thought for tomorrow. He said, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." The word Gentiles denotes the ungodly. And so in Matthew 6, the Saviour saying the world out there, outside of the kingdom of God, they will worry about these things: food, clothing, warmth, shelter, raiment, health, tomorrow, the future. But the child of God ought not to worry about these things. And he said in verse 33 of Matthew 6, "But," and here's what the Christian is to do in these troublesome times: "seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That's what we have to do. Seek first his kingdom. To love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, but to recognize that the Lord has redeemed us, he's brought us to himself, and he wants us to live for another world and for another kingdom. Or as Paul puts it in Philippians chapter 4, which is one of the great chapters in the Word of God, and in verse number 6, he says, "Be careful for nothing." And again, the word "careful" means worried. Be careful for nothing. We might render it this way: don't be worried about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in all things, or in everything, by prayer and supplication, and here's the bit we often forget, and with thanksgiving, Let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We might paraphrase Philippians chapter 4, 6 this way. Don't be worried about anything, but pray about everything. And maybe that's where the world is missing out, especially the media and many of the politicians and world leaders. They're asking us, how worried should we be? Almost telling us we ought to be proactively worried because they don't know the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the absence of the fear of God is the beginning of worry and fear and anxiety and a lack of wisdom. Be worried about nothing, but pray about everything and then experience the peace of God. So if you're a Christian today, let's seek first his kingdom, let's pray, and let's trust the Lord and put our faith and confidence in him, and let's not cave in to the fear and the worry that the world would encourage us to yield to. See you next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.